Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay this week. He'll be back next week right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's about 41 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to warm up to be only about 58 today, so it'll be warmer than it was yesterday, but still pretty chilly. And then we'll get into the 60s tomorrow, and we'll get back to the 70s by the weekend. There is, if you'd like to weigh in the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Yeah, we were talking about sharks in this bill that's going to put together a task force, if it passes, in order to study why sharks steal fishermen's bait, or not the bait, but their catch. And got somebody sent us some pictures of them fishing for tuna and sharks chasing their tuna and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. You can text that in, text us and stuff like that too. Coming up later this hour here, I do want to talk about, I have some AI related stories that are kind of interesting. I do want to share my thoughts about that road rage incident that you heard Steve Taylor talking about in his news update as well. And much more. But I want to start off today. The Federal Reserve is expected to deal with or announce the rate hikes or what they're going to do with the interest rate, right? So just when the Federal Reserve thought inflation might finally be cooling off, geopolitics stepped in. Yeah, so the conflict in Iran is pushing oil prices higher, which, of course, could drive up inflation again and complicate the Fed's plans for interest rates. Prior to the Iranian conflict, it was looking closer and closer like the Fed may cut the interest rate. But now with this, it doesn't look like it may happen after all. Now it looks like they may keep them steady, but there's concerns they may raise the interest rate even further. Yeah. So most analysts expect the rates to stay where they are for right now. The concern is that higher energy prices, especially if tensions escalate between the Middle East, could force the Fed to keep interest rates higher for longer, which affects everything from mortgages to credit cards to cars to, you know, all kinds of other things, right? So basically, we're already getting hit with the higher prices at the gas pump, but it could affect other things too, especially if they decide they need to raise the interest rate. So the Fed, earlier this year, the Fed had been expecting to start cutting rates sometime here in 2026. But this is just put a little kink in those plans, is what it's looking like. So right now the financial markets are in a wait-and-see mode, watching both the war and watching the Fed's next move. So they're expected to, well, they're meeting already. So the Fed is already meeting this morning. I've already gotten a couple of updates, just procedural stuff that they're doing right now. But that's one of the things going on right there. I have another story pertaining to financial markets. But, first of all, yeah, let me go ahead and share this first. Then we'll get to traffic on the fives. The SEC has issued its first ever definitions for crypto securities. Yeah, I'll share more about this here in a second. First, let's go to traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 eastbound. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm seeing some delays backing up between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, so just be aware of that. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So it's been more than a decade where the Securities and Exchange Commission have been trying to figure out how do we regulate cryptocurrency? Of course, a lot of the players in the crypto world are like, you don't leave us alone, please. But they're going to do that. So the SEC announced its very first official framework for classifying crypto assets. So they created five main categories of crypto assets: digital commodities, digital collectibles, digital tools, stable coins, and digital securities. Only digital securities fall under the federal securities law, meaning they must follow the same rules as stocks and bonds. A crypto asset could be treated as a security if it's marketed as an investment where buyers expect profits from someone else's efforts. The chairman said, the goal is to stop years of regulatory uncertainty and provide at least some sort of clear guidance for companies and investors. And they're stepping in, trying to do something. So regulators do say more formal rule proposals are expected soon, potentially including special exemptions designed specifically for crypto businesses and things like that. So is this just part of this kind of new world we're living in where we're dealing with AI, robots, crypto, like all these things that weren't around 10, 15 years ago, not like they are now, right? Speaking of things not being like they are now, things are changing rapidly in our society. And not just because of AI, but it's also due to your and my shopping behaviors are changing. There's a new report from the Wall Street Journal that the service economy is reshaping the U.S. retail real estate. A new report shows that there's more spas, gyms, and salons and other kind of wellness businesses than traditional shopping stores, than retail shopping stores. Yeah, that I don't know if that's actually accurate. Maybe it is. But they're saying in the retail store space now, where you used to go buy goods and products, now it's dominated more by service-related type of businesses. And it, once again, I think this is a reflection not on some sort of necessarily new technology. It's a reflection of your and my spending habits. So even myself, for years and years and years, I never bought stuff online. I just didn't. It just the Amazon thing, I didn't have that. Honestly, I didn't have Amazon until I got divorced like 5 years ago. And then because my wife at the time, she had Amazon. So if we needed for anything for Amazon, like, hey, why don't you see if that's on Amazon, you know? And then she would do it. Next thing you know, it was at the house. And I remember one of the first things, I was like, oh, shoot, I don't have Amazon. How do you do this Amazon thing? And I remember asking a friend, like, what do I do? They're like, you just download the app. I'm like, okay, now what? it was foreign to me because I never tried to use it. And now I use Amazon all the time. But it's interesting that according to this report that was published or that was highlighted in the Wall Street Journal, service-based businesses now account for more than 50% of retail leasing in the United States. 15 years ago, those service tenants made up about 40%. So the biggest drivers, fitness studios, spas, salons, and wellness-related businesses. Fitness centers alone make up 30% of service leases. That's up from 20% in 2016. Wow. But you're also getting IV therapy bars, cryotherapy, beauty treatment places, things like that as well. Online shopping now takes up 16% of total retail sales, which I know 16% doesn't seem like a lot, but guess what? That's double than what it was 10 years ago. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. News Radio welcomes the Symphonic Spectacular at the Pensacola Sanger Theater Saturday, March 28th. The Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is celebrating their 100th season. Listen for a chance to win tickets or buy them at Ticketmaster or at the Singer box office. Get more on our events page at the PensacolaSymphony.com. PensacolaSymphony.com. Be sure to check that out. All right, when we come back here, I do want to weigh in on that road rage incident a little bit, plus props to a school in our listening area. I'll share that with you coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
You know, one of the reasons I really like Christina Leavenworth, I mean, I've known her for forever, ever since she was in the news, and then she started a family and did a couple of things, and then eventually got into real estate. And you know, those of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, if anybody can do it, you can do it. I mean, no, none of us had any idea she would be so successful at it, because you never know when people start real estate. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, okay? But one of the things I love about her is she is just devoted to excellence. She always wants to learn. She understands people and their needs. Kind of goes back to her news days of asking questions and learning. And when it comes to real estate, she is passionate about being the best. So when they come across a new scenario, like how do you deal with an estate sale? Because, you know, the offspring, the inheritors may not always agree. How do you deal with a divorce? That's a complicated situation. You know, you got two people selling a thing and don't agree about anything. How do you make that work? So her approach to that is, well, let's learn. Let's get trained. Let's develop expertise so we can become a resource like that. And the next time somebody asks, we can say, absolutely, we know how to do that. That is true across the board. She is a super nerd about real estate. And I mean that as a huge compliment. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Just a heartache in disguise. You
weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Celebrate our Navy heritage at Pensacola Navy Days. Night at the Museum Gala happening Friday, May 8th. Let's put that on your calendar, May 8th. It's going to be at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, and dancing in a stunning black tie setting while honoring the men and women who serve our nation. Individual tickets are available now, and you can save 20% with the promo code EARLYBIRD. Buy those through March 31st, and you'll save 20%. Reserve your seat and get details today at PensacolaNavyDays.org. That's PensacolaNavyDays.org. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives. John Pickens, John.
Brought to you by Voodoo Barbecue. Well, hold on a second. This thing just froze up on me. Brought to you by Voodoo Barbecue. It's taste the magic at Voodoo Barbecue. Cajun style, fall off the bone ribs, pulled pork, the way it's meant to taste. Voodoo Barbecue on 9 Mile Road in the Target Shopping Center. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Traffic slow there. Also, I-10 eastbound just east of the Highway 29 exit. We've got a vehicle on fire on the right side of the roadway. It's off to the roadway, but it's causing some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There is a, so we heard there in the local news update just a bit ago, a road rage incident here in Escambia County turned violent, leaving one person shot, another detained. Police say the situation began near W Street and Fairfield Drive before escalating into gunfire. Ooh, boy. According to Sheriff Chip Simmons, two shots were fired. The person who was hit was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect shooter has been detained. No arrests have been made yet as investigators determine whether the shooting may fall under the Florida Stand Your Ground law. Uh-huh. Investigation is ongoing. Traffic in the area was partially shut down while deputies processed the scene. Happened around 2:45 yesterday, and you know, at first when I saw this, of course my reaction is, you know, geez, another road rage incident. You know, it seemed like to me, road rage was like a big deal, like it was getting more, it was happening more and more and more, and then it just seemed to tail off and die down. Like people aren't, not that they're not angry, but the road rage incidents seem to fall off. However, now it feels like if there is a road rage incident, it's no longer just two people yelling and screaming at each other. It's now like escalates to shooting. So it's like, it doesn't seem like there's as many, to me, the perception is there's not as many road rage incidents, but when there is, they're big. Like this, like a shooting type situation. Doesn't it to you, or is it just my perception? John, what do you think?
Let's see here. I think there is more road rage right now.
You think there's more road rage?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Witnessed it just this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. To me, it seems like there's less. It's just when there is one, it's bigger. It's like it's a shooting.
Pretty
it's
bad. Just, yeah.
Yeah. And I could see it be a standard ground law. I heard a road rage incident before in another state where the person shot the guy, and it was not he was actually like the guy, it was a truck, and he like somehow pinned the other guy's vehicle and kept like backing up and ramming into him, like backing up and ramming, backing up, ramming. And so he finally pulled his pistol out and shot the guy. And I'm like, yeah, I could see that. Like, that's kind of crazy. Kind of, it freaks me out. You know, I've shared this story before, and maybe some of you have heard it, some of you haven't. But I had road rage when I was in my 20s. When I was in my young 20s, somebody cut me off, I'd be angry. I'd have to pull up next to him, be all, you know, like waving my fist at him. How dare you? And I remember I was like 20. I don't remember how young I was, but I was pretty young. And I was a personal fitness trainer at the time. I worked at multiple different gyms. And there's somebody cut me off on the road one time. I pull up, get mad at him, and I glanced over at the person. And just for a brief second, when I glanced over, I thought that person was a friend of mine. And immediately, I felt shame and embarrassment and fear because my friend was a professional Thai boxer who would have crushed me if I if he pulled over and we got into a fight. He would have broken every bone in my body. I literally got healed from road rage at that moment, feeling shame that I would have been that angry at a friend of mine, and then realizing he would have killed me if we actually got into a fight. Anyway, best good morning is Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rogers on the brand.
News. I'm CJ Pop. The U.S. military pounding Iranian positions near the key shipping lane in the Middle East.
Air Force dropping massive 5,000-pound bunker busters. These are GPS-guided. They're used against hardened or buried targets. Some of those anti-ship missiles that Iran has that have been threatening commercial traffic through the Strait of Hormuz.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan. Iran striking back after a pair of top officials were taken out Monday in airstrikes and earlier today.
A senior Israeli official telling Fox News that Ismail Khatib, the intelligence minister of Iran, was targeted in a precision strike overnight. Khatib was responsible for supporting Iran's global network of infiltrators, of sleeper cells, to threaten countries like the United States and others around the world.
Fox's Trey Yinks and Israel's defense minister just confirming Khatib was killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 right now, 36 degrees outside and clear. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. A road rage incident in Escambia County turned violent yesterday afternoon, leaving one person shot and another detained. That happened about 2:45 p.m. yesterday afternoon near the intersection of Fairfield Drive and North. According to Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, two shots were fired during that confrontation between the drivers of a silver Hyundai and a black Nissan pickup truck. The victim was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspected shooter had been detained but not arrested as investigators reviewed the case and spoke with several witnesses, including this witness who did not want to be identified.
At first, I heard a screech of, like, the police tires and the siren, and then I seen a man jump out, and I heard him say, no, he shot me.
Sheriff Simmons says they're examining whether this qualifies as a stand-your-ground situation.
Well, if it's reasonable to have thought that you or someone else was in fear for their life at the time the shots were fired, that's what we're looking at now. We have several witnesses, and again, we want to make sure we talk to everyone that had seen the incident before we make that final judgment.
One lane of Fairfield Drive was shut down for several hours. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Milton residents are getting prepared for a flood discount. Chris Bryan says the benefits are good.
More Milton residents are eligible to take advantage of the flood insurance discount. The city's community rating system has been updated to a Class 6 rating, qualifying residents for a 20% discount on federally backed flood insurance premiums. The discount applies to policyholders inside and outside the special flood hazardous area, meaning more Milton residents can benefit. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola's port is building back stronger. A major $11.6 million rehabilitation project is targeting the roads, the rail lines, stormwater systems, and the water lines that kicked off last week. That project did. Port Director Lance Scott stresses this is about resiliency, ensuring uninterrupted cargo flow and quick recovery from future storms.
It's really more about resiliency for the port in terms of what we're doing in rehabilitation, so it will ensure that our flow of cargo continues uninterrupted. Particularly the rail lines are important, as well as the paving, and then the resiliency of, you know, another storm event, because it's not if, it's when you live out here, and our ability of the port to manage that and get back to work immediately.
Phased construction is going to keep the tenants operating smoothly. Mayor D.C. Reeves updated the project at City Hall yesterday. For the full completion of the project is expected in March of 2027. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have partly cloudy skies today with temperatures warming up near 59 degrees for the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 44 degrees. For Thursday, sunny skies, high near 68. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Heading into Friday, warming up with sunshine, high near 76 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still dealing with the car that caught on fire. It's causing some major delays on I-10 eastbound just past the Highway 29 exit. Traffic is backed up past the, again, the exit headed toward I-110. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Right now, it's still chilly, 36 degrees in Pensacola, 37 in Gulf Breeze, and 32 now in Milton at 635. Next news is at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Some children carry more than backpacks into their day.
Right now, children at the Gulf Coast Kids House are facing trauma no child should experience.
Leadership Pensacola's class of 2026 is supporting the creation of a healing garden.
Your support helps turn pain into progress and stress into strength.
Donate online at PensacolaChamber.com.
Together, we can help healing take root.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
About 58. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can stream us anytime, anywhere on our website or on our mobile app. Be sure to download that today. A new report tracking air quality found that 19 major cities have cut air pollution 20 to 45% since 2010. London, Hong Kong, and San Francisco all made that list. Cities achieved this through a mix of cleaner vehicles, bike-friendly streets, and preventing fossil fuel power plants from building within city limits. And, that little period of time in 2020 where everything was shut down kind of helped with air quality as well. Alicia Scott, she's a 22-year-old woman with cerebral palsy. She lives in Georgia. She recently asked for help so she could attend her very first ever special needs prom. The internet showed up in a big way. After her story went viral on TikTok, donors raised more than $52,000. She was offered dresses and beauty services, and she was even named prom queen. So, pretty nice story right there. A little good news story there for you after talking about road rage incidents. It's National Sloppy Joe Day. We'll talk about this for our frivolous topic at 8:40 this morning. But do you prefer your Sloppy Joes open-faced or closed? That's one thing. In fact, I could expand that to just sandwiches in general. Do you like it open or closed? The origin of the Sloppy Joe, though, is not 100% clear. One claim is that it started in Havana, Cuba in 1920. when a bartender named Sloppy Joe Otero created it as a simple sandwich version of a local dish called Ropa Vieja, which features shredded beef, tomato sauce, and spices. Whether that's where it came from or not, it became increasingly popular in the 1960s. And then, in 1969, Hunt's introduced the Manwich, which made Sloppy Joe's way more convenient to make. So, there you go. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. We were talking about a road rage incident here in Pensacola that happened yesterday. It left one person shot. Here's a story that, I don't know, it kind of makes me laugh. I've actually been watching the TV show DMV. I don't know if you've seen it. It's kind of funny, and so I've been kind of getting into it. I like comedy stuff. Like I think my favorite show on TV right now is Ghosts. Like, it's just funny, and the characters are just no. Okay, that's not my favorite. My favorite show is Shrinking, but what my next favorite show would be Ghosts. But there's an episode in the DMV where they get in one of those automated driving vehicles that doesn't have a driver. And I was on a business trip like a month or two ago. Oh, actually, now I'm thinking about it. It was back in November in Austin, Texas. And I kept seeing those Waymo cars for the first time. And I was like, it just blows your mind to just see this vehicle driving and there's a passenger in the back seat and nobody in the front. It's like my mind couldn't wrap up what was happening. It's like, what is going on? So one of those types of automated driving cars was in this episode of DMV, and somebody gets mad at the car and hits it because it like almost hit them or something, and they didn't like it, and they just hit the car. And then the rest of the episode's funny because these two people are trapped in the car because it kind of malfunctioned after that. Well, something similar to that is going on apparently in San Francisco. According to a report, a man furious about robot vehicles started pounding on the windows and trying to open the doors and yelling and scolding the automobile. Okay, in one aspect, you're just kind of like, okay, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? I mean, there's a lot of people like that, a bunch of Luddites who are just like, oh, I don't like this technology and all this stuff, you know, whatever it might be. So he was apparently just losing his crap on this vehicle while there was passengers inside. Yeah. And so the passengers were reporting this, and apparently this happens fairly frequently, which I'm kind of surprised. I would not think that San Francisco, of all the places, would be the place where people were like, darn you, robot vehicle, get out of here. Get out of my town. Nobody wants you here. You know, bring the pitchforks. I don't know. But that wouldn't be the kind of town that I would think that would go on. But apparently it does. And there's increasing complaints of customers being, quote, trapped inside the self-driving car during an anti-robot attack, end quote. As one passenger pointed out, if I was in a regular taxi driven by a human and somebody wanted to rant and rage and hit the taxi and everything like this, the taxi driver would just drive away. But the automated robot just sits there and takes it, just takes the punishment, because they can't, you know, especially if the person ranting and raging is in front of the vehicle, the vehicle's smart enough to know, I can't run this person over. A human's like, I'm just going to start moving forward, and the person's going to either move or I'm going to run them over. And so, but the automated vehicle won't do that. So in the meantime, these customers are sitting inside these trapped cars while some angry person is just raging. One incident says the confrontation lasted around 6 minutes before the attacker moved far enough away for the vehicle to finally continue moving. That's hilarious to me. I don't know why this cracks me. It cracks me up in multiple ways. It cracks me up because there's somebody out there actually angry enough at these Waymo cars to be like, darn you, car, get out of my town. And then the other part that's funny is like there's people who are just like traumatized, got to go to therapy because there's an angry person. He was cursing at the robot vehicle, the robot taxi. It hurt my spirit. And like I could just... This is just funny in multiple ways for me. I don't know what to tell you. It's Pensacola Morning News. Am I heartless? Maybe I'm a bit heartless pertaining to my perception of the trauma the very real trauma that this individual was going through. My bad. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Let's see here. No accidents to report to you, but we're seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and the I-110 exit due to an earlier car fire. So that's expecting about a 15-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Well, I'm not done with robots. So move on from robot taxis to robot dogs. Apparently, with the expansion of data centers, I mean, we just talked about that the other day, that there's a big push for AI data centers here in Florida, and Florida regulators are trying to figure out how to manage that because they use so much energy and water. Well, apparently a lot of the data centers are being guarded by robot dogs, according to a report. Yeah, they're basically four-legged bots. They're the size of a large dog. They can patrol fences, inspect equipment, and flag any issues they turn in that could turn into costly outages. So robot dogs have already been deployed as first responders, and they're in the military. And now they are basically the perimeter guards for a lot of these data centers. And so I was trying to check this out. So a robot dog apparently costs between $175,000 and $300,000. So they're kind of pricey. However, one expert in robotics says, we know that the cost for a human guard is between $100,000 and $150,000 because you have to have at least one or two guards instead of just one. You have to have at least two or three guards instead of just one. And so the overall cost is $150,000 at least a year. So instead of having two guards at $300,000, you can have one guard and a robot, and the robot doesn't get sick, go on vacation, things like that. So they're saying it actually saves money because also you're just paying that cost one time, you know, up front for the year, and then you're done. You're not paying it year after year after year. Yeah, yeah. That's why all of our jobs are at risk. All of our jobs are at risk. I mean, when you take how fast AI is learning and how smart AI is and it's getting, and if you could implement that AI into a robot, especially you got these humanoid robots now. They're kind of freaky to me, but they had these humanoid robots. You got these little four-legged robots. You got all kinds of different robots. And I was talking to somebody. He goes, yeah, eventually we'll all just be back working in the fields. I'm like, what, you think robots won't be able to pick berries? No. There's like no job is safe. Somebody was like, well, I guess maybe we'll be talk show hosts like you. What, you think my job's safe? For all you know, I am a robot. Like, I'm an AI robot. Like, the technology is crazy now. All of our jobs are, none of us are safe. Speaking of AI, artificial intelligence boom is entering in a new phase. It's about making real money from businesses. New data shows that companies like Anthropic and OpenAI are increasingly battling for corporate customers. Not, you know, you and me. Anthropic recently captured about 73% of first-time enterprise AI buyers. That's a big jump from 50% a couple months ago. OpenAI still leads overall revenue and is projected to bring in around $25 billion this year compared to $15 billion for Anthropic. But the AI race is about trying to make money now, and the way they make money is by going and getting enterprise companies. I can't tell you how many people I know that I've talked to in the past 2 months whose business that they work for has worked out some deal with either OpenAI, you know, ChatGPT, or Anthropic, Claude, to create their own proprietary, you know, in-house AI. Heck, I got a brother-in-law who told me he's looking for a job right now because he helped his company use ChatGPT to come up with their own AI that he realized, oh, crap, I'm basically creating this AI to replace me. While he was doing the process, he's like, oh my gosh, this thing is doing everything that half of my job. And as I keep on helping program this thing, it's going to take my job. So he's looking for a job right now because he realizes that he's basically replacing himself with AI. And so that's one of the big moves that companies are doing right now, is they're going to this. And so these AI companies are fighting for that. They're fighting for the corporate companies. That's what's going on. So kind of an interesting little shift in what's going on over there. Real quick here before we take a break, Orange Beach Middle School and High School have been are getting statewide recognition in Alabama. They've been awarded the 2025 Safe School Award from the Alabama Attorney General's Office. School leaders say that safety starts right at the front door. Visitors must ring a bell, show ID, and be approved before entering. The campus also has upgraded camera systems and keeps school resource officers on site at all times. Officials say the award recognizes not just security technology, but the strong partnership between the school, law enforcement, and the city of Orange Beach. So that was one. Orange Beach Middle and High School was one out of 9 schools selected statewide out of 1,500 schools. So congratulations to Orange Beach. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Oh, no. Bobby is self-aware. Better get rid of him. Yeah, that's the least you could have is a self-aware AI. All right. coming up here next, we will be discussing, political shakeups have hit both parties. I'll tell you how. Coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This spring, you can share more than a meal. You can share hope. For as little as $2.75, you can provide a nourishing meal to a hungry neighbor, served with love and compassion, reflecting the love of Christ. A single meal opens the door to healing, recovery, employment, and housing, helping restore lives and renew hope throughout the year. Answer the call this season. Give hope today at waterfrontmission.org.
If you're like me, you put off big decisions and big purchases because a lot of times they're kind of annoying to have to make. And when it comes to buying that next vehicle, you have the problems of it's going to probably cost you money, and you don't love that. It's not too awful what you're dealing with right now. And when it comes to used car places, you're like, oh man, these people. I understand. I have been to a lot of different used car places, and I'll tell you that generally the feeling is icky. You know, you don't enjoy it, and you feel like, I don't like this process, the haggling back and forth, the feeling when you get done, like, I don't know if I got taken advantage of or not. Okay, well, that's why I like Frontier. We had such a great experience there when we bought our Honda Odyssey that I wanted to do ads for them. Literally, I came back and told my sales manager, they're great. I want to promote them because they do it right. They make you feel good. They do it on your terms, at your pace with, you know, if you want attention, great. If you want to be left alone, great. If you want to talk about a price, great. Here's the sheet, all the numbers. And bottom line, out-the-door pricing is all you ever talk about with good quality used cars. And they just take care of you, and they make you want to come back again. That's what's different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Cat Country 98.7 Spring Jam 2026, Sunday, March 22nd, on the beach behind Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill in Navarre. Enjoy the sun, sand, and low cash. With special guests Preston Cooper and John Morgan, with proceeds benefiting the Santa Rosa Kids House. Buy your tickets only at catcountry987.com.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Hey there,
said, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true.
Let's go on Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. We're talking about robots taking our jobs. Once you implement AI into a robot, like, we're all toast. Oh, like, I was joking, like, even me, like, for all you know, I am a robot. just don't let me know that I'm a robot. I don't know. Here's the thing. I haven't seen a robot leaning against a shovel on the side of the road lately. Yeah, exactly. Hey, if these are going to be humanoid robots, then they need to have, like, some things like that. Where every now and then the robot's just like, you know what? I'm just going to chill out and take a break for a second. Wave at cars as they pass by. Like, that'd be kind of funny if we just made our robots nonchalant every now and then. Oh, my goodness. Let's get traffic on the fives.
You know, when I first read that text, I thought it said, I've never seen a robot versus a shovel win or something like that. And then when I reread it, I was like, oh, no, that's not what it said. But anyway, we've still dealing with some delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Expect about a 9-minute delay due to an earlier car fire in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I just saw this next text and it definitely made me laugh out loud. Quote, I've been wanting someone to take my job for years. Here's the catch. I mean, my job's awesome, so I don't necessarily want somebody to take my job because it's fun. But I know what you mean. My other job, like my day job, yes. But here's the catch. I want somebody to take my job, but I still want to get paid for it. I still need the money, right? You know, so how do we work that out? That's the catch right there. How do we get robots to take our jobs, yet we still earn money? Primary season is already delivering some of the biggest political shakeups on both parties. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw was defeated in his own primary. He was beat by lawmaker Steve Toth, a candidate backed by more hardline conservatives. As in recent years, I mean, Dan Crenshaw, I remember when he used to be a conservative bastion, like conservatives loved him. But in recent years, he's been labeled as a rhino, Republican in name only. And so conservatives backed this other candidate and ended up beating him. Meanwhile, in Illinois, squad labeled Democrats or progressive Democrats tied to the left-wing squad movement had a rough night. Several progressive candidates lost congressional primaries, signaling that moderate Democrats and candidates backed by major political groups still hold significant sway in those races. The takeaway, overall, voters in both parties appear to be pushing back a little bit against certain factions in their own party, even, as we saw some political shakeups right there. Here's an interesting story. A viral post is being shared that says that humans need 4 hugs a day to avoid anxiety and depression. Every time I talk about four hugs in general, I always think Tommy Boy. I need a hug. But American author Virginia Satter thinks we need even more than 4. She says 4 hugs a day is just for survival. We need 8 hugs a day for maintenance, and we need 12 hugs a day for growth. Turns out a hug does a lot more than make you just feel loved and be warm. Scientists say that hugging can help lower cortisol, which is the body's main stress hormone. It can even calm your heart rate and reduce blood pressure, too. So some research suggests that people who get hugged more handle stress better. Hugs release oxytocin, which is often called the love hormone, so it helps you feel safe and supported. So never underestimate the power of a hug. Just make sure it's consensual, right? Just going around like, let me just help your cortisol levels. Stop running. Just hold on. No, it's got to be consensual. Otherwise, I think it increases the stress hormones. Tom Brady may return to the gridiron for the Olympics. Kind of. The Olympics has flag football in 2028. And he was just saying on Good Morning America yesterday, never say never, although probably unlikely. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross. Filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.